and welcome to the Press Start Podcast, Press Start Australia's weekly video game discussion podcast. I'm your host, Ewan, joined today by my fellow gamers and co-hosts, James.
Hello.
Shannon.
Hello.
And making his long-awaited return, Brody.
Hello.
I suppose congratulations is in order, Brody. We've not had you since the birth of your first child. Congrats.
Thanks very much.
How's the dad life going so far?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's exhausting. I don't recommend it to anyone. But nah, it's good. It's he's very cute, but I'm very biased. I'd never say otherwise. But he's pretty chill. I think we're pretty lucky.
Awesome. And you're still finding some time to play video games?
Oh, absolutely. Katie's firing up and doing a lot of the heavy lifting for me. So that's good.
Awesome. Well, I feel like you joined us at a bit of a quiet period. I feel like it's the quiet before the end of the storm that will be 2020. We might have like one or two more episodes like this as well before things really heat up. But we do have some non-news related topics to discuss today, which ought to be a bit of fun. But seeing as it's been a little while since we've all kind of talked about what we're playing, I thought it would be fun to start with that. James, have you been playing anything of note recently?
Yeah, I just got through the Doom Eternal DLC, the Ancient Gods Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's I'm really up and down about it. I don't know if I love it or if I hate it because it's like I don't want to say it's lazy because it's not lazy, but it's a lot of long battles. Like we're talking like 10 to 15 minute battles.
Ooh.
And they are really tough. Like, I don't know if you guys have all played Doom Eternal, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. by now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Slayer Gates. I don't know if you guys remember those parts. But every encounter is, like, one of those. But, like, on steroids. And it's really, like, emotionally exhausting and mentally exhausting. But it's like, rewarding at the same time. Like, it's very difficult. And it's very clearly meant to be post-game content. But in, like, the best and worst way possible. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, there's one battle where you fight two Marauders, which I know that you two didn't like them as much as I thought they were okay, but you guys didn't. But, yeah, like, it doesn't really care about whether the battles are fair. Like, it just cares about how much shit it can fill your arena with. And I do appreciate that because I feel like Doom Eternal has such strong combat that it can kind of get away with it.
Mm.
But at the same time, I do feel like this is padded out a little bit by these really long battles. Because, like, every time you think it ends, it's got something else to throw at you. It just never stops.
Right. That sounds pretty relentless.
But it's... Yeah, and, like, that, it's good. Like, I think that's fine. But I feel like a lot of people, especially if you're frustrated by how much, say, like, platforming was in Doom Eternal or, like, how like, hard it can be. Like, it definitely just doubles down on everything that the original game did. There's not really much there I would call experimental, per se, which you find sometimes they do with DLC in a lot of games.
Is there much in the way of the story? Like, extra challenge doesn't really speak to me all that much, but I might persist with it if there was a story there to enjoy.
Yeah, I think the story, it's probably the most interested I've ever been in the story.
Oh, no.
Without ruining anything. The way that it ends is really cool. I really, really want to see how it works for part two. I think they could do some really cool stuff with what they've shown. Mm. And it's just doubling down on that like lore and like tying it all into the history of Doom and stuff and giving Doom Guy, or is it Doom Guy or Doom Slayer? Doom Guy. A history and stuff, and I think it's really solid. If you want some story, if you're into the story, it's quite good. And it's probably my favorite part of the expansion. I'm super excited. I wish they would just release part two now. They definitely like made me want more. Even okay. if I didn't enjoy it, like I did enjoy the gameplay, obviously, but like the story has definitely been the main hook for me now, which I never would have thought I'd ever say.
Could I crank the difficulty right down and just play through it that way? Do you think, or how does?
Yeah,
that
if
work?
You want.
Okay, all right, cool. I might have.
It's
to
the
do
same.
That.
It's done separate, so you're thrown in with all your your abilities upgraded. And I was like, oh, why would they do that? But then I realized why, because you need them.
But
it's all done on a separate save file, like separate mission select and all that. So you can definitely do that if that's what you want to do. All
right.
It's good. It's really solid.
Can you see yourself going back to the Sprody? I know you were a fan of Doom Eternal.
I didn't get to finish it. I played a fair bit of it, I think. Like, I probably got a little over halfway, maybe, based on what I was talking to James about at the time. And then I think I just hit a hard battle, and I thought, I'll come back to it. I never did. But with it coming to Game Pass now, I might jump back in, maybe on the Xbox, because I feel like I'd go a little bit better with the controller. I know I could just do that on the computer, but any excuse to, fire up and get some achievements. But,
I think with Game Pass as well, it's only like $22, which I think is quite reasonable. It's about 9 hours, 6 to 9 hours, I would say.
DLC, yeah, you mean? Like, it's discounted?
Yeah, of course. The main game. Yeah, the DLC is discounted for all Game Pass people. And that's cool. Always like a bit of Game Pass thing. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see myself going back to it. Why not? James has definitely, he knows what, what melts my butter, and he's just said that the story ends on a pretty interesting way. So,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. So,
all about the butter.
Yeah. Having just watched that Scorn gameplay that's come out in the last day or so as well, I feel like, I feel like I could be in the mood for playing some more Doom as well. You never really got into Doom, did you, Shan?
Just quickly, the big question, though, like, is that I had, that you guys might have, I don't know.
Mm.
Sorry to, steer back to it, but obviously this is the first Doom game that hasn't had Mick Gordon on the music. And I think it's very... So, obviously, they've got two new people in, and they try to emulate his sound pretty well, but it's missing, an oomph. I feel like there's not enough percussion, but I don't know. Like, that's probably my biggest letdown with it.
Yeah,
is I just feel like it doesn't have that.
Doesn't quite hit the mark for you.
That ridiculous sound to it, but it's still good, just not as good.
Okay, so interesting,
disappointing.
What about yourself?
But great overall.
You've been playing anything? Anything exciting?
To be honest, I haven't.
You can talk about
really started anything new. I can actually talk about the Falconeer, which I have been playing on Series X. Yeah, I can still talk about Dirt 5, but I haven't played any more really. But yeah, the Falconeer, which I think is an Xbox exclusive and a PC exclusive game.
Yes.
It's like an open world aerial Falcon fighter. I don't know. I haven't really.
This is the kind of dogfighting game, but instead of a plane, you're an eagle.
Yeah, it's like birds. Star Wars Squadrons, but with birds. Yeah, essentially. It's interesting. It's really beautiful. Runs well in Series X, but yeah, it's not really my type of game. But they're doing some cool stuff. It's, open world, which I didn't really expect. But yeah, I've only played maybe an hour or two of that. But I've been playing a lot of FIFA, to be honest. Like, FIFA's normally my go-to game when I'm sort of working flat out and just need something to take the steam off without going to work mode whilst playing it. So, yeah, sure, enjoying FIFA.
I take it this is FIFA 21 you're talking about.
FIFA 21, yeah.
How does it stack up?
Is it just more of the same? I'm hoping the improvement... I don't feel like a lot of the improvements that they spoke about pre-launch are there, and I'm hoping... They've been really quiet on the next-gen stuff, and it's not a launch title I think we spoke about. So, I'm more keen to see how that ends up. It doesn't feel different at all, to be honest. Like, I think they've definitely focused on next gen, so it's more of the same. Suarez has left Barcelona, which is absolutely devastating for me. That update pushed the other night, and my team has just gone to shit. I say that, but it's still Messi and Griezmann in the team. But yeah,
they still do all right.
I'm enjoying it. I do always go back to FIFA. I love it, to be honest. Playing with my brother or just jumping in online with randoms, it's a great game to
That's what it's. That's what it's good for, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but apart.
Did you ever?
Yeah, go on. Sorry, go on. No, go.
Did you ever finish Ghost of Tsushima?
I didn't. I wanted to wait for it on PS5, and I'm glad that I did with the 60 frames per second mode.
I've been binging the Legends.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You can just play that, can't you, without finishing or anything?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's It's a free, yeah, it's a free update for Ghost of Tsushima, and it doesn't tie into the main game at all. It's a separate sort of thing. Like you go to the load screen and you get the campaign resume, or you open up Legends mode. And I'm amazed with how good this is. Like I expected it to be pretty decent, seeing as I enjoyed the core game so much, and just adding more people to it sounded like a good time. But we've been playing as a four player squad for most part, so we've been sticking to the survival mode where you're kind of made to defend three checkpoints. There's four different maps that you can play, and you kind of fend off wave after wave of enemies. And it's kind of got that same sort of loot grind that, say, a Destiny would have, or a Division, that kind of thing, in that throughout surviving these rounds, every sort of fifth round, there's a tier unlock, and you get new gear from that levels up your character, and then progressively you can kind of step up the difficulty. And then in addition to all that, there's like a story mode as well, which I forget how many missions exactly, but there's a fair few, and again they get progressively harder and introduce some new enemy types. But it's really good, and I can see myself playing it for a wee bit longer as well. We've just unlocked like the nightmare difficulty, which let me tell you is ridiculously hard. So we've had to sort of like change around all our class structure. Oh yeah, there's like four different classes of samurai that you can select as well, each with the unique abilities. I'm like properly addicted to it, which I did not expect. So I think that's going to be the thing that ties me over to next gen now. But
and there's raids coming as well, right? Which you're like going to add.
There is
harder.
Yeah,
longer.
We haven't had any word yet as to when those are going to be. Unfortunately, I don't believe. Based on what's in there now and the promise of raids, that sounds super, super tempting. A couple of the story missions kind of open up like a little bit of puzzle solving, nothing overly complicated. But I can see that playing into a raid really well. Who would have thought? I feel like they've just kind of opened up so much more.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mentioned that in the interview, which you should go read online. Like that, I don't think anyone predicted like a multiplayer free update coming to the game. Like it's still pretty insane that they went in that direction.
Yeah, like throughout the main story, there's like a couple of moments where you're playing with a companion, obviously that's AI controlled, and I guess like in those moments I could kind of see it co-op working, but I think there's real potential for the next game to be much more co-op focused, which would be awesome. But anyhow, that's Ghost of Tsushima. That is current gen, and we're obviously thinking very much forward to next gen now. So Shannon, you had the idea of kind of quizzing us all as to what the hell we're going to be playing kind of come launch day. I think we spoke about what games we were looking at purchasing, on the day.
Yeah. I think we spoke more about Xbox last week with the launch title list, and we still don't know like the full, I think we like have a great idea about PlayStation's lineup.
Yeah.
Sans a few indies, but yeah, I don't know. I just think there's always one game. Well, there should be one game that you sort of know you're going to put into the console first. So I just thought it'd be interesting to talk about that. I don't know if anyone's given it much thought, to be honest, but
no,
be cool to know. Hopefully we don't all have the same thing. I feel like maybe Brody, Hewitt and I might go in the same direction, but surely James will spice it up a little bit.
Spicy.
What are you gonna play, Brody? Let's start with you.
You might think I'm gonna say Spider-Man, but honestly, I was actually talking to Shannon today about how I'm actually looking forward to going back and playing a lot of games I didn't get to finish this generation. So, I might play games like Horizon, which I didn't finish. Like, you know, all those ones that are coming to that PS Plus collection.
God of War, I think he said.
God of War as well. Like, I really very much want to finish that. Mm. So, I think I can probably see myself diving into a bit of that stuff first before I... tackle Miles Morales. Surprisingly, no, well, my hype isn't really there for Miles
Shannon
Morales right now.
Shannon doesn't believe it.
Like, it's not there. Like, it's sort of just really? Coming. It's just coming out. Like, I'm not really... There's not a lot of fanfare from me for it at the
is
moment.
Is it because you've thought about Spider-Man every day since the first game came out that it just, like, doesn't feel like
I mean,
that look good?
The only thing that's got me, like, razzed up in the last couple of weeks is, like, that Spider-Cat thing. And, like, like even that, I'm like, ah. I'm like, who cares? But, I mean, I think I'm probably more excited to play Spider-Man again, like remastered, rather than Miles Morales. I don't know, but
I can understand, like, in terms of the first thing you do with the console, like wanting to boot up a PS4 game and just see like what a difference there is.
Because I'm a dickhead and I got a digital, Like, I got to wait for downloads regardless. So, I'm not putting a disc in. So, yeah, I don't know. Just to spice it up and be a bit different, because I feel like people are going to go Spider-Man, I'm keen to play
some of the PS.
Oh, yeah. So, what are you going to play?
Are we all going to avoid saying Spider-Man?
Well, no, I was going to say Spider-Man, but I just thought about it. And the first thing I'm definitely... Obviously, I've played next-gen games on Xbox, but speaking about PlayStation, I think the first thing I'm going to do is play Astro's Playroom for sure and just get a sense of, like, the DualSense controller.
True.
And, I was going to say, there's a benefit that's pre-installed, right? So, whilst you're waiting for other things to
download, that's definitely the first thing I'll do, though. Yeah. But then I think definitely, like, Spider-Man or Sackboy, but I feel like... I don't know. Spider-Man might be the type of thing I want to, like, wait until it hits about 8 or 9 p.m. and, like, the lights are off and I can fully enjoy the lighting and stuff. And that, like, maybe I will, like, chuck in Sackboy and give that a run for a few hours. But then there's so many, like, third-party games as well. It's just overwhelming. I just want to get through as much as possible for Cyberpunk. That's my goal.
Yeah. It's actually not in the rundown to speak about today, but the UI kind of breakdown trailer kind of came out in the last week.
Oh, that was...
I don't think we spoke about that.
I don't think we did, yeah.
Maybe that... Did that video come out, like,
it was Friday. It was after, we were still on Discord.
There you go. I know a lot of people watched that and got excited about Sackboy, seeing it kind of with the kind of cool prompts as to where to find collectibles and whatnot. Did you like the look of the UI?
I did. It's pretty. I don't think... I was expecting more, like, cool new things out of, like, the UI reveal, and we finally got that. Like, I was expecting more from the create button. I was hoping to see something in the quick resume front. There were a lot of teasers, but I don't think it... It tried to show things that are new, like the explore page, which we've had on PS4 and nobody ever uses. Things like that just felt wasted on me, but cool ideas. I'm excited to see how they... Is it activities? Like, the one where you can see how long you've got left on a task and jump straight in. Like, I can see that being really useful for me, to be honest, in terms of just, like, going on, knocking out a few things, jumping off. Like, that does suit my play style really well. But, yeah, it's pretty. 4K. I hope there's a few more secrets when we boot up on day one. But, yeah, nothing to complain about.
Yeah, I think the cards were super cool, but I'm just worried that they could get, like, cluttered very quickly.
Yeah.
Hopefully, there's some sort of way to filter out what you do and don't see there.
I'm glad the story is integrated as well. Like, that's a big one. Like, not having to boot into a separate thing. It's good.
Yeah, that was a big pain in the ass. Hopefully, I'll just take anything that's faster at this point, to be honest. James, what about yourself? What are you going to be playing come next gen day?
I'll probably just do another run of Resident Evil 2.
All of them.
All of them before I do anything else, like in less than 7 hours. Nah, I think maybe this is be a surprise. Anyone who knows me really well will probably be surprised to hear, like, Demon's Souls.
Oh.
Those games I've always, like I've finished most of the Dark Souls's, and actually Bloodborne was the other one I was thinking about too, because I never played it properly. But Demon's Souls, like, I feel like those games don't respect your time, but at least with, like, say, the SSD, I would hope that after dying you'd load in quicker, so maybe it would be less annoying. That's my take on it. So I'd be excited to try Demon's Souls. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, Sackboy is a game I feel like I would not play it by myself. Like, it has online, I believe, so I would rather play it, jump on that and play that with other people and kind of enjoy the, like, misery loves company, you know, kind of situation, because I'm not expecting grand things from it, but it could surprise us. But yeah, I think Demon's Souls is my big one. Can't really think of anything else that I wouldn't have already played by the time it gets to that point. Obviously, I'm going to try Spider-Man because I never finished it.
Yeah.
And then Miles Morales. But it's definitely not a 10 from me, so I would have to, like, temper my expectations, I reckon.
But what about, like, Godfall? I feel like you'll play Godfall.
I'm somewhat regretful that this is now a thing.
Oh, yeah, Godfall. Who could forget Godfall?
Destruction All-Stars. Bangers. Oh, shit. Bangers only.
There's so many.
Someone's got to play them, let's be real.
No, don't be mean. I will try those too.
I want to try them.
Like, let's get a squad going.
Yeah.
For Godfall.
Yeah.
I'll have an axe, I think.
So, as it stands, I've got 3 games on pre-order. I've got Call of Duty, unsurprisingly, which I don't think I will be playing Wow. Munch, because that comes out a couple of days after, right? Afterwards, right?
It's a day after. So
lines, yeah, yeah. So obviously it won't be that. I've got Spider-Man on pre-order. I think there's a very good chance that I do jump straight into that. But I'm also kind of going to save myself for Assassin's Creed Valhalla as well and not play that a couple of days early. That's a game I'm hugely excited for, not having played like the last couple of Assassin's Creed games much at all. Maybe an hour or two here or there tops.
How will you play it early?
Sorry?
If you don't have a PS5 yet.
On Xbox or PS4, I guess.
Yeah, it comes out on a couple of days early, doesn't it? On those consoles?
Yeah, but why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. That's that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Why bother? Wait the 2 days.
Groundbreaking.
Play it fresh. So yeah, I think that might be my go-to game, just because I'm real keen to get my Viking on, so to speak.
Love that for you.
After I have a good poke around the menus. It could be worse, James. I could play The Last of Us again.
Look,
guys, I forgot Devil May Cry. I feel like I've just betrayed myself.
Oh, Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
There's so many games. Like, it is, when you actually list it, it gets overwhelming. Like, and again, that is before Cyberpunk, which comes out, what, a week?
Yeah.
And a half later, a week later?
Yeah. It's scary. There's so much kind of in the launch, like, window release.
Yeah.
I mean, even, like, Far Cry 6 will be out before we realize it as well. It's not all
I'm not ready
away.
To jump to February yet. I'm definitely not ready to think about that.
The quicker I can get out of 2020, the better, Shannon. Anyhow, Brody, you've been running an exciting thing over on the website at the moment. The first couple of posts are up. Do you want to tell us more about it?
Yeah, so we thought to round out this 8th generation of consoles... that we might, do press starts game of the generation. So we rallied around most of the team. One person famously missed out due to circumstances. But, so the way it works is basically everyone submitted a list of 10. Their number one choice received 10 points, and it descended backward from there, 10th getting 1 point. And then I took all the lists, added them all up, and then we came out with the top 10. So so far, I think we've had 10 and 9 go up, which were Super Mario Odyssey and Horizon Zero Dawn. We've had a bit of feedback about it. Some people not understanding what a generation is, but nevertheless...
on that point, to be clear, like, what are we qualifying as the generation?
Yeah, so we obviously had to set some rules for ourselves because... with, you know, cross-generational lines and stuff, it will get a bit muddy. And we did want to get this thing out sort of before the new generation of consoles did launch. So we sort of said that it would be from, you know, launch of sort of Xbox One, PS4, which is November 2013, to the start of November 2020. So unfortunately, that means games like, you know, Cyberpunk and things like that won't be out at that point don't make the cut. But that said, knowing the full 10, there's a lot of bangers in this list. Not everyone's going to agree, and not everyone's going to agree with them at all, but there's no doubt that all the games in the list are quality. So,
What do you make of the first two games announced, James? So both Mario Odyssey and Horizon Zero Dawn?
It's a dangerous question.
Do they both deserve to be in the 10, in your opinion?
I don't want to talk about it, but it's fine.
I take it you didn't vote for either of
those
games.
Was Odyssey in your list, in your 10, James? You liked Odyssey.
Super Mario Odyssey. No, Super Mario Odyssey. Okay, yeah. You don't have to tell me what I liked, Shannon. Thanks. But,
that was a question. Not a statement.
Super Mario Odyssey was in my list. I actually forgot about Horizon Zero Dawn, which is kind of bad now that I think about it, because I really enjoyed that game.
It was really hard,
but
though.
I guess it just didn't leave as much of a lasting impact on me as the other games that I selected, which... won't make the cut.
It was very hard to compile a list of 10, I found.
Yeah, sure.
Mm.
Like, as in personally, James.
Sounds like it.
Personally. You don't have to get so emotional. That's okay.
Mm.
It could be good to do a roundup of everyone's games or something. I don't know. Like, obviously, games of the year is different because, like, seven or eight of the 10 is probably going to be similar. Where, like, generation, obviously, you could have one person's 10 games be completely different to the next. I don't know.
It has been a solid year.
I'm sure that mine were
different.
Huh?
You're sure that yours were different to the next person?
No, I'm just. I was. Just, yeah, I'm sure that mine were probably the most different out of everyone.
Nah, they're
no, definitely. No, I don't think so. Some people had some wild choices. Let's just put it this way.
Basic, sorry.
So, without naming names, someone's number one game of the generation was Res Infinite. So,
oh, really?
Sink your teeth into that. So,
I reckon I know yeah.
I did not go down that road.
But yeah, I mean, all in all, there was just over 50 games nominated in total. Obviously, the ones at the bottom only had a point or two. But, and like right at the tippy top, you know, the top two games, there's only 2 points between them. So,
wow.
And then second to third, there's like a 20-point differential. So the two at the top, clearly very sought after by the Press Start crew.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can guess what the two of those are, but I won't, because we're obviously going to revisit this in the weeks to come. Yeah, I'm psyched to see Horizon make the list. That was that made my votes. Trying to string my words together. I thought the gameplay of that game was just fantastic. I don't think the story kind of grabbed me in the same way that it did other people, but I thought the world was really cool. The enemy design was amazing. I feel like those dinosaurs and that aesthetic is just kind of rather iconic now, and they've really created a new IP, a really strong IP with that game. Aloy's character was fantastic. I kind of made the argument that year that I enjoyed it more than Breath of the Wild, because it did more in terms of the moment-to-moment gameplay for me. But I know that the two of those like were kind of neck and neck for the game of the year.
I think
that was like 2017.
Yeah, and I think in the year it came out, Horizon did win our game of the year, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah.
So,
Mario Odyssey was not in my top 10. I
never finished it.
I think that game is afforded a lot more attention than it necessarily deserves, purely because it's a Mario game, which sounds like a big knock.
I was wrong not with you?
Controversial.
I just didn't. I played the whole thing. And
Ewan hates Odyssey.
I really loved it. Like, I could easily go back and start it again, and I feel like I'd enjoy it.
It's got really cool moments. Like, certainly the dinosaur with Cappy on, amazing.
The first level?
Kind of you played 5 minutes, didn't you?
No, I played the whole thing. Nah.
I think just because we'd waited so long for a proper, like, 3D Mario game. Like, and Galaxy is that, but it's, like, very different to 64 and Sunshine. Like, I don't know, it just...
My argument with these things is like there's a nostalgic element to it that people can't see past, and I don't have any of that nostalgia, so I'm just like,
yeah, I get that. Okay,
but but that's saying like, oh, people are saying it's good because they have nostalgia for it. Like, I had zero nostalgia for Mario, but I still think Odyssey was a great game, especially playing Sunshine.
I'm not saying
it wasn't
a great game.
That was the most back.
It's an incredibly polished game. Like, it's such for how many different little things are in it, and some of them are used for like 10 seconds. Like, it's insanely polished.
There's not going to be a single game on this list that isn't insanely polished, though. Anyhow,
wait
and see. The fun.
You don't even know the list. Get out.
It's a safe assumption to make. Does anyone else want to fire any more shots before we play What the Wiki? I'm sure there's going to be more shots fired at What the Wiki. Let's be real.
Let's do it.
I think it's a good list. I'm excited for it to roll out, and I think it's a good way to play it at the gen.
It's worth noting that I don't know what the rest of the list is. Maybe Brody told Shannon, but maybe didn't.
Shannon had to help me with all the graphics.
I'm excited to see it play out.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
So he's done a great job. A fantastic job.
I think I might have seen the graphic for 5. I might have known what that was.
I reckon you've seen the graphic for 2 as well, to be fair.
Oh, shit. You're right. I have. Oh, no.
I feel like they're the least controversial ones. Anyway, let's move on to What the Wiki.
Yeah, true. I don't want to say too much. What the Wiki is the Press Start podcast where the previous week's winner reads part of a Wikipedia page for an unknown game, and we, the contestants, must guess the game. The first to guess 2 games correctly wins the round and takes home the points. And speaking of those points, last week they were awarded to Shannon, who bumped himself up to 3 points on the leaderboard, just behind Steven on 4, who's behind Brody and myself on 8, and James out in the lead on 11. But Shannon, as last week's winner, you are taking over the hosting duties today.
Let's go. All right. The game is played from a first-person perspective, combining elements of shooter, puzzle, and adventure games. as their character players make their way through an abandoned insane asylum on the orders of the mysterious Red. Along the way, he will interact with a number of fellow inmates, some of whom are friendly, some hostile. At specific points, Black will enter a memory regarding a specific event that Red wishes to reconstruct, which are the game's levels. Each concludes with Black returning to the asylum and making his way further into it until encountering the next memory. Nothing. I don't know if any of you played this game, so it's going to be interesting. Black is equipped with a smartphone that has 5 apps, a scanner that can analyze specific...
You're saying Black, right? Not Blank?
Black, yeah. Black is the character's shade. Name.
All right.
Black is equipped with a smartphone that has 5 apps, a scanner that can analyze specific objects for evidence, a map with which Black can navigate environments and track enemies, a thermal vision for spotting heat signatures, a phone and messaging app through which various characters communicate with Black, and an ultraviolet light for detecting trace evidence such as fingerprints and blood. The game was made by Farm 51 and published by Bandai Namco Entertainment for Windows, PS4 and Xbox One. The game was originally scheduled to be released on the 26th of May 2017, but due to the Manchester Arena bombing, it was delayed until the 23rd of June 2017.
Oh, James.
Yep.
Whoa.
Does it get even?
Yeah.
Yay. Why are you so disappointed when I win?
It's not even... You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Why? It's like a 2017 Bandai Namco current gen game.
It's clearly a hit.
Wow.
No, I remember. And I only remember that Manchester bombing thing. Because you like blow someone up in the opening scene or something. So.
All right, game 2.
Holy crap. Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just looked up Get Even, the box art. I don't even recognize.
Sounds like a shit Bruce Willis movie.
Alright, we're going. The game is set in an alternate history London where an old order of knights keep the world safe from half-breed Brody. Monsters.
Ewan. It probably got in
there. The Order 1886?
Yep.
I had to think of what it was. I couldn't remember the year.
Alright, I don't know how this one's going
to
go.
I thought I was
either.
About to not regret getting the Amazon collector's edition of that game.
Break it out. Show us.
No, no. Yeah. Where's the sequel?
Like you bought that, but you think Mario Odyssey isn't good.
Like. One second.
Shannon's wondering what to use next.
No. We'll only have 3, so...
Well, you need 4.
Mate.
Not if you get this. If
Ewan gets it, you're in trouble.
I am. The game is a first-person shooter game set in an open-world environment with many districts to explore. The player can scavenge for supplies to modify weapons and equipment. The Korean People's Army weapons are all fingerprint locked and
Ewan.
Brody, I think.
Damn it.
I don't know which one it is. Is it just Homefront? The Revolution?
You're gonna let me finish.
For those of you listening, because there's no video podcast, Shannon shook his head midway through that sentence, quote unquote sentence.
I had to take a breath.
Yeah, right.
How can we just give it to Ewan and he has to find a fourth game?
No, I think James was. How does this work? Do I continue on and then someone else?
Did James buzz in too?
I think
everyone
he did.
Buzzed in.
But I think James was second.
I reckon I went first.
Well, that's the time for that is gone. Anyway, what is it, James?
Since when did we need an adjudicator for this game? Why has it got so complicated all of a sudden?
Wasn't Homefront the Revolution? Didn't Brody get it?
No, he said Homefront and then saw that I said no, then just added the Revolution.
If James is buzzed in, that's his.
Null round.
Yeah.
Null round.
Okay. Cool.
What an anti-climax.
What the fuck?
You can't just nullify that, Brody.
I was trying to give it to you, Ewan.
Next to James, I'm the other person that respects the sanctity of this game. Okay.
Trash.
Official call awarding James the points for that.
And so those James 3 games were from Zach Jackson over at Well Played, so you can send him abuse. I think they're his favourite 3 games of all time. So.
what a shock that the order was among them.
Yeah.
He's That's introduced disgusting. Us to, what was it, Get Even? There you go. So, James, you're out on the lead on 12 points now. So, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have given you that point, because that has extended that gap rather substantially now. I digress. With that, let's bring an end to what was this week's episode of the Press Start podcast. Subscribe to us on the podcast service of your choice. Follow us at press.au and visit the site at press.com.au. Join the conversation with hashtag PressStartCast. We've been joined today by Shannon.
Bye. Justice for Get Even. I'm probably going to get roasted as soon as this is finished. Bye.
Not plugging your socials.
You can follow me on Twitter at shancake_. And we're going to have a pretty cool giveaway coming up in the coming days. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
It's a copy of Get Even
on Sigh of Sauron. Surprise.
We've also been joined today by Brody.
Thank you. You can follow me on most things at Brody_DG. Got a review and a preview going up tonight. So review for Disc Room. Preview for Immortals Phoenix Rising. So by the time this is out, they should be well and truly up. So get among it, have a read.
And we've also been joined today and taken home the points. It was James.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at James, @TJAMZ.
And I've been your host, Ewan Roxburgh. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ewan_Roxburgh. Look out as well for Brody's wrap-up of Press Start's Games of the Generation as that continues to unravel over the next week. Is that the plan?
However long it takes to get to number one. One a day, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thanks again for tuning in, and until next time, happy gaming.
Bye.
Bye.